My Responsibility to America. On February 26, 1999, I became not only a citizen of the world, but an American citizen. Being born into a nation that is the first and only country at spreading freedom and democracy is not only a blessing, but a privilege that less unfortunate people will never get to experience. As a free American, it is my right and responsibility to serve America under these terms: to look out for future generations of America, to be an informed voter, support and defend the Constitution, and to always put America first. In the summer of 2016, a special event took place that opened my eyes to the realization of the role that was needed to be filled in today's society. New York is home to the 9/11 Memorial, which a group I was part of visited while on a missions trip. During the sightseeing, I saw men and women on their knees crying, while others stood there taking selfies with the peaceful, melancholy fountains. These fountains hold nearly 3,000 names of the men, women, children of both September 11, 2001 and February 26, 1993 victims. As someone's camera went off to take a picture and as someone shed a tear, I was hit with the realization of how unbelievably lucky I am to be free and living in this nation. In that moment, I was hit with knowing not only being an American was a gift, but a duty I owe to the home of the brave. I am reminded of the wars and hardships our nation has fought, and that it is our responsibility as citizens to preserve this land of opportunity for the future generations of America. It is our mission to maintain this great nation for the new generations in order to be just as fortunate as we are. How remorseless, how foolish, how unforgiving would it be for our children and our children's children to grow up in an America that is nothing but monumental. November 8th is almost here, which means Election Day. Recently, Americans have been given this big push to go vote. This is great, except that many Americans are not educated about who to vote for or what the candidates stand for. This does not mean our citizens need to be political fanatics. However, it could potentially help our nation if people became a little more informed on the nation's political needs and issues instead of voting for the best television commercials. We have the choice to make a decision for our country, which others would die for, and many have in the past. Instead of being selfish, it is a responsibility to utilize that right and to educate ourselves with the knowledge we are given. Equally important is the responsibility to support and defend our Constitution. This historic piece of paper is 226 years old and still serves as our set of rules for what it means to be an American. By documenting our rights, this document is under constant attack by politicians and activists. Without the Constitution and/or the Articles of Confederation, there would be no United States of America. These documents inspire other countries in different parts of the world and can help resolve conflicts. Fighting for this document has been worth every hard-fought battle because no other document protects Americans like the Constitution. There are other nations throughout the world who could care less if someone will live or die. But here in America, we have a special connection with one another by all being Americans. The responsibility to our nation needs to take place by putting America first. A perfect example would be on September 11, 2001. Our nation was attacked and we fell to the ground. But instead of playing the victims, we came together with our courage and stood up proud. We spoke the Pledge of Allegiance stronger, we held our heads higher, and felt our emotions deeper. President George W. Bush said, "Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our tallest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America. We will not tire, we will not falter, we will not fail." These wise words from President John F. Kennedy have never had more power. Let us not seek the Republican answer or the Democratic answer, but the right answer. Let us not seek to fix the blame for the past. Let us accept our own responsibility for the future. Let us build, let us grow. Let us love and take proud responsibility for the land of the free and the home of the brave.